celebrate the 88th year of the founding of AA in Akron, Ohio, with this 1988 version of Joe and Charlie, brought to you by the big book livingalive.com.
Now we can see what the real solution is. It is more than just the fellowship. It is the fellowship plus the vital spiritual experience. Let's look at a little drawing that we have in your next one in your handout material for just a moment. We just kind of made it up to represent what we're really trying to point out here in chapter 2. In this drawing, what is the solution? We see on the left-hand side of the sheet the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. We see the new person coming to AA. And we see the new person being supported by the older members through the sharing of their experience, strength, and hope. And that gives the new alcoholic enough hope, enough strength, to be able to stay sober for a period of time. At least until we can get our head kind of halfway straightened around where we can begin to think. And God knows we need this support. You know, many of us come into AA and we've been drinking so long that we can't even read the headlines on a newspaper, much less anything else. But as we stay sober in AA for a period of time, being supported by the older members, and by the way, the older members draw strength from supporting the new member also. And as we're supported by them for a while and our head begins to straighten up, we begin to believe. It's almost impossible today to come to AA and hear literally thousands of people talk about, by the grace of God, that I've recovered through the 12-step program, that because of a power greater than I am, I no longer have to drink. It's almost impossible to hear that over and over and over and not begin to believe there's some power greater than human power working within this fellowship. And as we begin to believe, that immediately opens the mind up and we become willing to investigate. And we start talking to these old prudes that keep talking about the 12 steps and the big book. And we begin to say, what's going on here? Can you show us how you did this? Can you explain what this means to us? And as we become willing to investigate, we find that simple kit of spiritual tools, the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and then we begin to apply them in our life. And as we follow the 12 steps, then we undergo a great change. These steps will revolutionize our whole attitude and outlook upon life. And we will become entirely different people. We will have a personality change sufficient to recover from the disease of alcoholism. Now, when we have recovered, then we can go back to the left-hand side of the sheet. And we can become an older member that supports the next new member that comes in. And we can share our experience, strength, and hope with them until they become willing to believe. And they can investigate. And we can help them with the steps. But if you'll notice, we are measuring the older member not on years of sobriety, but upon recovery from the disease. Our book nowhere talks about how many years you've been sober. Our book talks about quality of living. Our book talks about a new way of life. Our book talks about a quality of life. And an older member who has undergone the personality change can most certainly help the newcomer undergo the same thing. But if we haven't undergone it ourselves, then the only thing we have to share is fellowship. And fellowship alone will not bring about recovery from our disease. Now, we may stay sober, but there's a big difference between sobriety and recovery. You know, some of the sobriety I see in AA today, I'd just soon not have it. Some of it I'd just about as soon be drinking. Some of the people we see in AA today are absolutely miserable. In fact, some of them are so damn sick you'd like to buy them a drink. You know they would feel better. I think, again, that's our responsibility, is to point this out to people. She said, nobody's doing this in AA anymore. Bill Wilson says in the little pamphlet, Problems Other Than Alcohol, he says the sole purpose of an AA group, not one purpose or not a purpose, the sole purpose of an AA group is sobriety through the practice and teaching of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's what we're here for. And the only book that has anything that you can teach from, directions to work the steps, is the big book Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, the 12 and 12 is a good book. But the 12 and 12 does not tell you how to work the steps. The only directions will be found in the big book. That's why I think today we need to be very careful in our meetings. that we use only AA conference approved material. AA conference approved material deals with the 12 steps, recovery from the disease, and it's the only place that people like you and I can find the information we need. There are many other books that are helpful, as this book says, but they don't belong in AA meetings. If we want to use them outside of AA, that's great. But the thing we need to use in AA are the books that deal with recovery from our disease, and the only one that really gives you the full directions on that recovery happens to be the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, if that was good enough for Bill, then it's good enough for me. Nobody can speak for AA as a whole, but Bill could come damn close to doing it, you know.
Okay. Now that we have basically the power, which is the solution, this brings us to more about alcoholism. Fantastic chapter. Beautifully laid in, and it does a specific, each of these chapters were designed to do a specific thing. Now, you know, it talks about the power of the fellowship and the power of the spiritual experience. Now, the second step says, you know, come to believe in the power. And the second step goes on to say, what is it specifically is it will this power do? And our steps are clear-cut, precise, and specific. What do we want this power to do? We want this power to restore us to sanity. And I think more about alcoholism to me says restore us to sanity. More about alcoholism is going to be talking about the specific insanity in our disease as related to alcoholism. You know, I think that there's a lot of confusion here in AA, too, because most of us, a lot of people are, well, I'm not crazy. You know, we would come and get off into that.
Thank you.
And I think that what we have to get down specifically in this chapter, what it's trying to identify is insanity of alcoholism. Now, I didn't say we were crazy, and I think insanity doesn't mean crazy anyway. Insanity is a specific word. Insanity means, it comes from the word sanitas, which means whole. So insanity means less than whole. Now, crazy, you know, crazy, that's a slang term, but, you know, the person's crazy, he lost a whole lot, you know. He's got a big bunch gone. But insanity don't mean this. We say insanity don't mean that you're all gone. Insanity really means you ain't all there. You know, it says, and what we're going to talk about here is the insanity of alcoholism is how, when it comes to alcohol, we are insane. In other areas, we are all right. But what it's really talking about is we want to look at the state of the mind preceding the first drink. That's what we're going to be talking about in this chapter. He's going to do it by talking about that. And he does it so beautifully with parables. He's going to have a series of stories in here that will talk about the state of these people's minds just before they drink, trying to show us the point of what we want this power to work specifically. You know, so it's not saying that we're crazy. It's saying that we're insane toward alcohol only. Maybe we got some other areas, but this is specifically what we want to look at.
If you are sane, your mind is whole, and it can see the truth about everything you deal with. And if your mind can see the truth, and you can make good decisions and take good actions, and your life's going to be great. But if you're insane in any area of your life, then there's some parts of your life you can't see the truth about it. And you'll make decisions based upon a lie, and you'll take actions which normally leads to a lot of trouble. Now, different people are insane about different things. And the only thing we're concerned with in this chapter, in the beginning, is our attitude toward alcohol itself. Can we see the truth? If we can, our mind is whole. If we can't see the truth, our mind is less than whole, or it's insane when it comes to alcohol. Now, later on in my recovery, I realized that I wasn't too swift about a hell of a lot of things. But in the beginning, I'm concentrating on alcohol and alcohol only. He tells me on page 30, most of us have been unwilling to admit we were real alcoholics. No person likes to think he is bodily and mentally different from his fellows. Therefore, it is not surprising that our drinking careers have been characterized by countless vain attempts to prove we could drink like other people. The idea that somehow, someday, He will control and enjoy his drinking is the great obsession of every abnormal drinker. The obsession of the mind is an idea that is so strong that it overcomes all other ideas.